Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car on Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh. I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
Good morning to you. It is Tuesday. Is it a Toe Jam Tuesday? Ew. Why did I say that? Is it a Thunder Tuesday? A Thunderous Tuesday? Is it a Tasty Tuesday? You know where this is going, right? Right. No. It's not a Little Thunder Tuesday. You know where this is going, correct? It's a Taco Tuesday. Actually, I generally do Taco Wednesday. Don't ask me why, but it seems to fall on a Wednesday. Maybe because Wednesday is one of my cardio days. Well, I'll do the tacos instead. Ours is going to be a Tuna Tuesday. I think we're going to do just a big salad with tuna. Not tuna salad, but a salad with tuna. They are completely different things. But tuna is such great protein. This is what happens. When I'm hungry in the morning, I start thinking about food, even though dinner is more than 12 hours away. And let's hope some sleep between now and then. But good morning to you. If you're listening, sleep is already behind you. Those of you who are waking up and getting set for your Tuesday, hope that you survived your Monday and did not find out that you were getting cut from your job like Russell Wilson. Now, granted, he gets what is in essence a $39 million severance. I suppose we could learn to live with that. People ask me a lot, not for heaven's sakes, that I make $39 million or even remotely close to a half a million. Yikes. But if you're Russell Wilson and you are making this money because it was in your contract, remember you refused to change your contract, even though the Broncos threatened to bench you midseason, you did not change your contract and take that injury clause out. And so the fact that he is getting cut now, that money is getting paid to him. Will you then be willing to take a veteran minimum, so just over $1 million, to sign with another team and play next season? I can imagine that he's got even more to prove now. So what he told us on the I Am Athlete podcast with Brandon Marshall is that he had something to prove in Denver. But maybe took it too far because he played hurt. He hated missing games and felt like he needed to be out there. Well, how much more motivated is he now? He just said he wants to win wherever he goes. And at the time he was speaking on the podcast, he wasn't sure about the Broncos, or maybe he was, and he was not tipping his hand, not wanting to break this news before he knew specifically what the Broncos were doing. So maybe keeping his cards close to the vest. Regardless, his future is now wide open. And once again, the Broncos are searching for the next franchise quarterback. They've been looking to replace Peyton Manning for now 8 seasons. And it's been a playoff drought since Super Bowl 50. The cold hard deets. The Broncos signed Russ to a 5-year, $242.5 million contract after he was traded from Seattle to Denver. And the cap hit, the salary cap hit. Now, this is dead money. Okay, just to explain, dead money is not what they're paying Russ. Dead money is essentially money under the salary cap that's dead to them. You might as well burn it up. You can't use it. They're not allowed to spend this $85 million over the next 2 seasons. Largest charge, that's what it's called in NFL circles, largest dead money charge, meaning a penalty. It's a penalty for the Broncos for backing out of a contract that they signed. This is the penalty. And I read this, which blows me away. The Broncos charge penalty under the cap is $85 million. It's not only the highest in NFL history or the most punitive in NFL history, but according to the roster management system, RMS, it's greater than the next two guys combined. So the next two largest dead money cap hits, or we'll just call it penalties, largest penalties for teams were Matt Ryan and Aaron Rodgers. So Falcons and Packers in the last 2 seasons. But Russell Wilson takes that to a whole new level, or more appropriately, the Broncos take that to a whole new level. Who wants Russ? That's one question. And there certainly are a bunch of teams that need QBs. A bunch of them. Just in talking about what the future might hold for Justin Fields, we've gone down the list. Upside, downside. Upside, downside. Upside, up, upside down. Up, down. I don't know why it's so complicated. Inside out. Looking at all the various teams that need QBs. Now, these aren't all realistic for Russ, but the Falcons, Raheem Morris has indicated if they had a QB, they could win in 2024. I guess he's going with when we have a QB. The problem is, that's the same thing the Broncos thought. Almost exactly 2 years ago, Denver finds out Aaron Rodgers is staying with the Packers. So this is winter of 22. They find out Aaron's staying with the Packers. They trade for Russ, and instantly there's euphoria in the Mile High City. Producer Jay remembers because I was not buying into it. They were thrilled. At the time, they had just hired Nathaniel Hackett. I guess according to, well, depending upon who you listen to, some would tell you that there was another reason, or there were other reasons why they hired Hackett, not just to try to lure Aaron Rodgers. The Jets didn't care. They used that same strategy. So Nathaniel Hackett gets hired. They don't get Aaron. They trade for Russ, essentially trade the farm. So much draft capital. They sign him to a new deal, the astronomical deal, before he ever takes a snap that matters. But the excitement, the anticipation, it was a wave. It's like a shock wave.
AFC West said we were rebuilding.
I'll be honest. I don't know what rebuilding means.
That was just right at, that was, everyone was counting out the Chiefs. The Broncos were the cream of the crop instantly.
Well, not just that, but yeah, they were expected to ascend back to the top of the AFC West, along with the Chargers, who had Justin Herbert and had made moves to beef up their defense. And then we know what the Raiders did, or were doing. They also had a bunch of high-profile offensive players. Remember, Josh Jacobs led the NFL in touchdowns that season, but their defense was abysmal. Gosh, pretty much everything has changed in the AFC West except for the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, they do have some changes, right? But it's still Andy Reid. It's still Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce and some of the veterans on defense. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. 2 years, a failed experiment. It's not just about what Russ does next. Some have associated him with the Pittsburgh Steelers, though Omar Khan indicates they want Mason Rudolph back. And obviously, you've got Kenny under contract, Kenny Pickett under contract, even if they don't feel super confident in him. But what about the Broncos and where they go from here? We had a conversation with Brandon Cristall of KOA Colorado. He's a Broncos insider. And I asked him, what now for the Broncos at QB? You may not believe his answer. You'll hear that coming up. We'll bring back part of that interview. But the last 10 years have been brutal for the Broncos. It's not that different than what the Commanders have gone through. My God, what the Panthers have gone through. But also not that different from what the Broncos themselves went through when John Elway retired. In fact, it's eerily similar. After John retired, I'm going to give you the list. I remember all these so well. Brian Griese, Chris Miller. These are quarterbacks who started in the wake of John Elway's retirement. The two Super Bowls, but Elway's retirement. Brian Griese was essentially the main guy for the next four seasons, but never did make it all the way through a year without getting hurt. So Chris Miller, Gus Frerotte, Steve Berline. Then came the Jake Plummer era. Plummer, Berline, Danny Cannell, Jarius Jackson. That was 2003. Then Plummer started every game the next two seasons. He gave way to Jay Cutler. Remember Jay Cutler? Oh, yeah, Jay Cutler was a Bronco until Josh McDaniels came along. Jay Cutler in 06, 07, 08. Then it was Kyle Orton. Then it was Chris Sims. Kyle Orton lost his job to Tim Tebow in 2010. They went 10 and 11, and then came in Peyton Manning. So Manning was 12, 13, 14, 15 as well, though he was hurt his final year in the league for a good portion of it, and Brock Osweiler was doing a bunch of the starting. So that was through 15, and then they tried everything. Osweiler, Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch, he was a draft pick. I've actually heard stories, I guess you can believe it or not, that internally, after they drafted Paxton Lynch, which was 2016, John Elway wanted to go after Patrick Mahomes. He wanted to go after Josh Allen. There were other quarterbacks that were in those drafts, those subsequent drafts, that he wanted to pick. But because they got it so horribly wrong with Paxton Lynch, they were gun-shy in the building about drafting another quarterback. Oh, my gosh. The what-ifs, brutal. When you swing and miss, to use a baseball analogy, but when you swing and miss at the quarterback position, and it wasn't just the drafting, it was also the free agent signings. The number of different options they've used since Peyton Manning retired, again, akin to what they tried after John Elway retired. So Mahomes was drafted when in 17? Was he 17? Yeah, he was 17. So they misfire on Paxton Lynch, and then they don't go after Patrick Mahomes. They don't go after Josh Allen. And the revolving door continues to rotate. Case Keenum, Joe Flacco, Drew Locke, Brandon Allen. There's more. Jeff Driskel, Brett Rypien. Now, Philip Lindsay started that COVID year. Remember when they had all their entire quarterback room was in protocol? People were so mad.
Joe Flacco was a Bronco? I totally forgot about that.
He started 8 games.
Wow.
In fact, he started half the 19 season. You don't remember?
I totally forgot he was a Bronco.
Well, there's probably a reason why you repressed it. Do you remember Teddy Bridgewater?
I remember him, yeah.
And then Russell Wilson. And then Jarrett Stidham.
Of course.
Swing and a miss. Swing and a miss. It's bad. It's been bad. And yet the Broncos somehow think they can do better. Well, I suppose the question you could ask is, could it get any worse? Sean Payton did not want to work with Russell Wilson anymore. And according to Brandon, again, we'll bring back part of that interview. One of the reasons is because Sean Payton's known for being creative offensively, innovative offensively. But that's not what we saw from this Broncos offense. It was fairly limited. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Russ released a statement, of course, and I do appreciate not just his professionalism, but his positivity. He thanked the Denver community, the city, talked about how his family grew there, the countless memories and friendships, wrote to his teammates, thanked everyone who was involved in his 2 years in Denver. My goodness, I'm not sure I'd even write this poignant of a statement after 11 plus years at CBS Sports Radio. It was fairly emotional. He ended his statement with this, and this was on social. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. God's got me. I'm excited for what's next. You know what? I'm sure that's true. He is excited for what's to come.
I would imagine, yeah.
Anything but Denver.
Anything.
And I don't necessarily mean the city or the people, because it's a passionate fan base. But the Broncos were 11-19 in games that he started. They didn't make the playoffs. Sean Payton benched him. I'm sure he feels like the team embarrassed him by benching him, which is why he went public with his story about how they threatened to bench him earlier in the year if he didn't amend his contract. Now, they swear that's not really what happened. I got to tell you, I believe Russ in this case. Russ and his agents. To me, it feels like that was pretty much the beginning of the end. Even before they benched him, behind closed doors, when he didn't want to amend his contract and didn't feel like he should. I wouldn't either. I mean, how often are players yelled at because they have a contract. They should abide by their contracts. Well, so should the team. So now what? I don't know. I got to feel like, based on where the Broncos draft and the fact that they will have a hard time moving up because they don't have a lot to offer in the way of draft capital. They have a couple of attractive players, but what good does that do you? You get rid of Jerry Jeudy, you get rid of some of your other young guys, and then what? They're stuck. They're stuck like the Commanders. They're stuck like the Panthers. What's a worse situation, Jay? Broncos, Commanders, Panthers. Wait, don't tell me. Let's see. Who else should we throw into that mix? A team that's just kind of the Bears. Although they're in the number one spot.
Yeah, I'll take their spot.
Maybe people feel like they're in a better spot. Let's see. Who else? The Raiders.
It's a rough one.
Raiders, Broncos, Commanders, Panthers. Is there any? I mean, we could probably put the Patriots in that situation, though. I think they're not just because of quarterback. They're starting over with Gerard, and a lot of people really like Gerard Mayo.
I mean, I wouldn't put the Steelers in that class, but
Falcons?
They do need a quarterback. Falcons need a quarterback.
They do need a quarterback.
I think the Broncos have it pretty bad. I like your... Yeah.
So you'd go, because the Bears are theoretically about to change, you'd go Bears because they have the number one pick.
Well, they got the one pick. I think they improved the defense when they got Sweat last year and they got better. They have DJ Moore. I mean, they have the, what, ninth pick, two or eighth pick it is?
Yeah, they have two in the top ten, so, one and nine.
Whether they get Stroud, whether they get Williams and... You know, either like trade that second pick or they just have a lot coming their way, whether they use the draft capital or not. They have a lot of pieces coming their way,
a lot of talent. Commanders, Panthers. I feel like the Falcons.
The Panthers is a rough situation.
It's a rough situation. See, Panthers. Is it fair to put two from the NFC South in our poll? Who's in the worst situation right now? The Commanders. The Commanders, the Panthers, the Broncos. Would you put the Pats in there or the Jets?
Not the Jets. If Rodgers gets hurt again, then I put the Jets in there. But
I mean, they built their entire team around Aaron Rodgers.
And we saw how that went last year when he got hurt four plays.
Right.
In. But I put the Panthers. Titans are a rough one. Maybe I put the Panthers as the worst because, like you were saying with the Broncos, how they could trade like a Pat Surtain or Jerry Jeudy if they wanted to go that route, they can recoup some picks and assets. Where the Panthers,
maybe.
Who are they trading to get talent back? What do they have? They traded everybody already. They're gone. They got that.
What a mess. They got
those picks back. They haven't done anything with it. So,
we're talking about the bottom of the barrel in the NFL right now.
Not great.
Yeah, I asked Brandon about the fan base too. He says it's touch and go right now. You'll hear a little bit from him coming up. It's good stuff. Good info. But not a whole lot of answers, I got to be honest. Good morning to you on Twitter, A-Law Radio. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
My house ain't for sale.
You are listening.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport app says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
Listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I got more fired than ever, honestly, especially over the past 2 years of what I've gone through, whether it's in Denver or somewhere else. For me, it's about winning. Over the next 5 years, I want to win too. I want to feel the chill of that trophy again. You know, I love the city and everything else, but you know, you also want to be a place that wants you too.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Denver is in search of a quarterback. Russell Wilson in search of a new home. But before that, he did the conversation with Brandon Marshall on the I Am Athlete podcast and said, over the next 5 years, I want to win two. All right. Maybe that's an indication of how long he hopes to play because he is 35 now. But also where? He was supposed to be the missing piece in Denver. Is he the missing piece somewhere else? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Had a chance to catch up with our former colleague and longtime Broncos insider, Brennan Kristol of KOA in Colorado. And some good intel here, lots of speculation, but I started out by asking him, why is it worth it now to take this cap hit for Russell Wilson?
Last week I was at the Combine all week long, right, and talked to everybody I could from the Broncos. And, of course, I see those people throughout the season, but the conversations are often different. And certainly at the Combine, they're going to let their hair down a little bit more, so to speak, right? And so you get these different perspectives, but you come back to they all have varying criticisms of the limited ability for Russ to run the offense the way they wanted to, and would cite different examples of different games where basically things were left out on the field, right? And as big as that win was over the Chiefs and snapping that losing streak over so many years, they left a lot of points on the field, and the defense needed 5 turnovers in that game to give them a chance. But they think that they could have scored, you know, 35 or 40 points, but just that Russ wasn't necessarily executing it the way they wanted, couldn't process it fast enough. And so Sean Payton took a page, I think, out of Pete Carroll and his play callers' books as best he could, was defense, let's try to run the ball, and then let Russ make some plays when we really need him to, because that's when he's at his best. But I think they just couldn't go another season having to hold his hand, if you will, and not open up the entire game plan. And so every, you know, I did this thing, and you can find it on my social media, at BK Denver Sports, where I just asked a single question to any national person I could. You know, Charles Davis, Solomon Wilcots, 10, 12 people, Albert Breer. But Chris Sims gave me the best answer. He said, you don't have Sean Payton to run the 9 plays that they ran. You have Sean Payton to run 9 million plays and to be as creative as he is, as an innovator and all that. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but so Chris gave me that great answer that's why you have Sean Payton, to unlock the full playbook and try to fool defenses, not to just try to beat them at something that's pretty straightforward and hope for the best.
They still do not have a quarterback, so what now?
It's funny because, you know, I mentioned I talked to all these national media types, analysts, insiders, whatever, and more than one, and it feels like they're getting this from inside the building as well, we're high on Jarrett Stidham, and he started those last 2 games. He started a handful of games at the end of the season in both New England and in Vegas last year before he got here, and started the 2 games in Denver. I like Jarrett Stidham, the person, and I got to interview him at the Senior Bowl when he's coming out of Auburn. And you're like, okay, he had a nice career at Auburn, obviously started at Baylor. All I heard before I sat down to talk to him was, man, this guy's intangibles are off the charts. And it reminded me of what I would hear about Mark Sanchez, right? When Mark Sanchez was coming out, you heard if he's in a car with Carson Palmer and Matt Leinart and Matt Castle, these other USC pros, he's the one driving the car, right? That's who Mark Sanchez is, and we know you maybe just didn't have enough tangibles. And so with Stidham, certainly in the small sample size, not sure he has enough tangibles, but Sean Payton thinks that he can run his offense. If they rolled Jarrett Stidham out there on opening day, and it's because he beat Ryan Tannehill out or someone like that, and the rookie QB that's here is a mid-round pick, it's gonna really, I think, anger some Broncos fans who are now longer suffering than they've ever been or than they have been in 55 years, with 8 straight seasons out of the playoffs. And so I think that Stidham is at the very best plan C. We'll see if they do try to go after a Gardner Minshew or even a Kirk Cousins. I don't think that they will because of where they are cap-wise, go after somebody much more than that, a reclamation project on Tannehill or maybe a Jacoby Brissett. But I'm not sure Jacoby Brissett excites fans either. Uh-oh. If they don't draft a rookie QB that we have to believe that they like, right? And even trading up just one spot to 11 with the Vikings to go get a guy that they, quote, love, that they can reach, and a lot of people think it'll be J.J. McCarthy if he's there. But if they don't have a rookie quarterback in this class, I think that if they start out slow, even with 90,000 people on the season ticket waiting list, we're going to start seeing empty seats at Empower Field at Mile High because they're just so disheartened by the lack of vision, I guess, if you will, or having their young quarterback that they just had, you know, really had since John Elway was young in his career.
It certainly does feel like it's been one big reclamation project after another, and they keep missing, even though they keep trying all kinds of different ways to not just improve the position, but find their next franchise guy.
you cross your fingers if you're a Broncos fan. And if it's not McCarthy, is it Bo Nix? Is it Michael Penix? And you can find, I'm sure, faults in all of those top six QBs, if not because of the year he had and the excitement, I guess, certainly the start of the year, but that Shedeur Sanders had right up the road in Boulder. You think, okay, how do you make sure that you've got one of the top picks next year to go out and try to draft Shedeur? But there's no way Sean Payton is going to be anywhere close to that, right? You would think that he's still going to find a way to win 5 or 6 games, let alone maybe even 7 or 8 like he did last year. If they don't love one of these rookie QBs, or if they can't get to the one they love, the idea of love the one you're with, and if that's Jarrett Stidham, then it feels like it'll be a miss. So I'll be fascinated to see, with the limited money they have, who in the veteran quarterback market they go after. Because you got to think Baker Mayfield's going back to Tampa with the Mike Evans news. You got to think there's a way Mike Evans signs that deal. If he doesn't know that Baker's definitely part of their plans next year, then it goes back to Cousins. You're not trading for Justin Fields. If you're going to do that, you just keep Russell Wilson, right? And so I think that it's going to be really fascinating to see the way they go in the short term and or what are they willing to part with. And so that's why I keep an eye on not just a Jerry Jeudy trade or even a Cortland Sutton trade, but as much as I think it'll pain folks in Broncos country to see it, if they were to trade Justin Simmons for a second, third round pick, if they could get something, it's probably more like a third because he's, you know, now north of 30. He's been an all pro. He's led the team in the league in interceptions 1 year. And so I think that they need to acquire more assets so they have more ammunition to be able to move up if they need to, if there is somebody they love.
How would you describe the attitude or the atmosphere, the outlook around the Broncos right now?
I think it depends on who you ask. I think fans are annoyed and disappointed. You know, Sean Payton doesn't feel that because he's only been here for a year.
True.
And he just kind of thinks of the idea of the Broncos, right? He's not living and dying with every loss. George Payton, this is the first time, and now heading into his fourth year as a GM, where he has the same head coach, right? He had Vic Fangio in year one, then he hires Hackett in year two, and Sean Payton in year three. So he has felt a little bit more than Sean has, but they don't, you know, share those same memories that the fans here do. So I think the fans are hopeful that they love one of these young quarterbacks in the draft and can go get them so they can buy the jersey, and then obviously that it works out. Because beyond that, I think that to say cautious optimism is probably even too much to characterize the way the fan base is right now here in Broncos country. I think that they know they've got some interesting pieces in certain parts, and hopefully Javonte Williams is better in year two off the ACL, and they like the kid Jaleel McLaughlin, and I mentioned Marvin Mims Jr., and certainly Pat Surtain Jr., who's, for a lot of people's money, the best cornerback in football, even though he played hurt in the last 4 or 5 games and just toughed it out, and it showed. Especially in that Patriots game on Christmas Eve, fans here are at this point conditioned to be disappointed, which is not something they're used to, especially once Pat Bowlen bought the team in the early 80s. But that's where they are. And so with the expectations lowered, I suppose, then the only direction to go is up. I also get this sense, too, you know, mentioned being at the Combine, people around the league have much more faith in Sean Payton than folks here do. But that's because I think they understand the mechanics of the NFL better and what it takes to win and to sustain winning, which is something Sean did, where they won a lot of games and had really good offense. It helped having a Hall of Fame quarterback, no question. But that Sean Payton will get it figured out, and I'm not sure Broncos fans, I think they're just so reluctant to buy into anything at this point that they're not ready to jump in with both feet on Sean Payton. They want to see him prove it to them that he still has that genius in him.
They're getting a little antsy there in Denver. 8 seasons in a row with no playoffs. A revolving door at quarterback, not to mention multiple changes at coach and general manager. John Elway's not really involved anymore, which is also kind of a black mark for a lot of fans. They're going to get it right this offseason? Doesn't feel like it. Feels like the options are limited. They're stuck in purgatory. But who's in the worst situation? Panthers? Raiders? At least there's a lot of excitement around Antonio Pierce for that AFC West franchise. I knew it 2 years ago. Ask producer Jay. Ask Boomer. I told Boomer too. Aren't you excited? No, not really.
You were never in on it. Never.
I was never in on it. I just had a bad feeling about this.
Nice.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
This all brings us here to today, where I announce that I am retiring. Where I announce I'm retiring from the NFL after 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. And today, I must admit, I am officially overrated. Vastly overrated. But it took a lot of hard work and determination getting here. I have been the underdog my entire career, and I mean this when I say it, I wish I still was. Few things gave me more joy than proving someone wrong. My mother used to tell people, and still says to this day, if you want Jason to do something, all you have to do is tell him he can't. And that was true in more ways than I care to admit.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Jason Kelce makes it official, and with a lot of tears, a lot of emotion, a lot of stories, he announces his retirement after 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles, a whole lot of individual honors and awards, two Super Bowl appearances, including one in which he played against his brother, and then the one he won with the Eagles in the days of Nick Foles. It's quite a story about Nick Foles. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Really emotional, Jason, as you can imagine. He always played with a ton of emotion. And so he interspersed his tears with his words that had to be bleeped out, with his laughter. His mom and dad were there. And of course, Travis was at his press conference.
We did almost everything together. Competed, fought, laughed, cried, and learned from each other. We invented games. Imagined ourselves as star players of that time. We'd envision making the winning plays day after day on Coleridge Road. We won countless Super Bowls in our minds before ever leaving the house.
Hmm. I love the... I mean, it kind of sounds like me when I'm out doing a run and the wind is blowing and... It's called the ugly cry. I learned that from, was it one of my younger girls that I mentor? Ugly cry. I didn't know there was a term for it, but yeah. When there's no saving your face. It looks and sounds hideous. Bawling, squalling, sobbing. Yeah, we've all been there at some point. And for Jason Kelce, it's certainly a career that he can be proud of. Again, that's highly decorated. He can still play. He was first team all pro as the center in front of Jalen Hurts this season. And I don't know, is one of his biggest claims to fame the fact that nobody could figure out the tush push? Jason Kelce is a big reason why the tush push was so successful. I love, love, love hearing him talk about what Andy Reid meant to his family.
I won't forget the call I got from Andy Reid on draft day. And my father rushing into the room. Come on. With tears streaming down his face as his son's dreams had just been realized. It had just been announced on TV I had been drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles. And I won't forget 2 years later, that same man and my brother receiving a call and him being drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs. This time the tears streaming down both my father and I's face as my brother had just realized his own.
That's cool. I hope Andy Reid cried some tears too. What a neat family story, though, that redrafted both the brothers and maybe had a inside scoop and line on Travis because of Jason. I think that's awesome. One more with an emotional Jason Kelce. And talking to himself. I would expect nothing less from Jason. Again, wears his heart on his sleeve. We see his emotion in various ways displayed on the football field. Oh, my Lord, when he's in a sweet, bare-chested, exchanging beers with fans at Travis's playoff games. Of course, welcoming Taylor Swift to the family, the podcast.
This is part of the Jason Kelce charm.
Which personality do you like better? Which one appeals to you more, Travis or Jason? Because they're not the same dude. Jason feels a bit more like an alpha male.
I would agree with that.
And just doesn't matter what his wife wants him to do, whether he embarrasses his kids. No, he's just going to do what he wants to do.
I think they're both good guys, it seems. I don't know.
Yes,
him. But
yes.
Jason has that more like... softy teddy bear, like, you know, like looking with a puppy dog face, and he'll like give you whatever you want. Travis, I don't think he has that in him.
You don't think
I think
so?
He's got that alpha, like, we're partying, and if you're not with me, I'll just leave you behind. Like, that's what I think.
Interesting. Anyway, loves football, obviously, devoted most of his life to it at this point. You can imagine he's physically, mentally, even emotionally just kind of worn out and tired. Definitely an early ballot Hall of Famer.
Whenever I smell the clippings of a freshly mowed grass, I am brought back to this day I am brought back to this day 12 years old Roxboro Middle School, first day in pads. I've been asked many times, why did I choose football? What drew me to the game? And I never have an answer that gets it right. The best way I can explain it is what draws you to your favorite song, your favorite book. It's what it makes you feel. The seriousness of it, the intensity of it. Stepping on the field was the most alive and free I had ever felt.
Hmm. Congratulations to Jason Kelce. I wonder if he'll sign up for Cameo. We were talking about that earlier. Talking about the Cameo option for celebrities who have a large following on social, right? So it would be easy for Jason Kelce to sign up. Do you think he would be a million-dollar man? Well, he's already a million-dollar man, but a million-dollar Cameo man. Would you want Jason Kelce to do a video for your loved one?
Oh, no. No, no.
As a Giants fan, no.
But as I would, to do a video, like, yeah, I think he could be a million-dollar man on that platform. I think people would flock to his page, mm-hmm. channel.
Except they do have a lot of access to him. Through the podcast.
True, but a personal one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that broadcasting is likely in his future.
I could see that, definitely. Yeah.
But then he's got broadcast and he's got the podcast. Wonder if Tom Brady will continue to manage both things.
Well, he's going to want to do the podcast like daily now.
Can you imagine two more different personalities? At least the ones that we've seen in front of the cameras and microphones. Tom Brady and Jason Kelce. I mean, Brady's kind of quirky and goofy. It's just that you don't see that a lot when he's doing his podcast or when he's in front of a camera.
It's more polished.
Yeah. And let his hair down to compete with Jason Kelce. All right, we'll talk to you tonight. Enjoy your Tuesday. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18+. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.